At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back, Deep Divers. Today we're diving headfirst into some breaking news. Well, as breaking as news can be when it comes from space, we're talking possible alien contact, folks.
Buckle up.
Yeah, seriously, buckle up. Because we're going to be looking at new data from NASA about a signal detected from the TRAPPIST-1 system.
Ah, yes. TRAPPIST-1, home to seven, count them, seven Earth-sized planets orbiting a star about 39 light years away.
That's right. And what's got everyone freaking out is the signal they picked up.
Right. It's not just your average cosmic static. No, this is a structured SIPR.
Structured. What does that even mean?
Well, it means it has patterns, complex rhythms, almost like it's organized.
Okay, I'm intrigued. So it's not just like a pulsar or something doing its thing.
Not quite. Pulsars and quasars, they emit signals too, but they're more predictable. This one, it has characteristics that really make scientists scratch their heads.
So what are we thinking that aliens?
Yeah. Hold your horses. We're not jumping to conclusions just yet. But there's definitely something peculiar about this signal. In fact, the lead astrophysicist on the project, Dr. Alina Vargas, called it extraordinarily complex, unlike any known natural phenomenon.
Whoa. Okay. That's a pretty bold statement.
It is, and it's got everyone talking. So naturally, when you've got this signal that's potentially, you know, not from around here, what do you do?
Try to figure out what it's saying. Did they try to decode it?
Absolutely. They assembled a crack team of the world's brightest minds, from linguists to mathematicians, you name it. They wanted to decipher this cosmic message.
And what did they find? Was it like, you know, take me to your leader or something?
Haha, nothing quite that dramatic. But what they did find was even more fascinating. Mathematical patterns embedded within the signal, specifically prime numbers and fractals.
Okay, I'm lost. Prime numbers, fractals, why is that significant?
Well, imagine you're trying to communicate with a species that's completely different from you. You've got no shared language, no shared culture. What do you use?
I don't know. Sign language.
Maybe. But even sign language is based on our understanding of the world. What you need is something universal, something that transcends language barriers.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. Math. It's the universal language.
Exactly. Prime numbers, fractals, these are the building blocks of math. They're concepts that should hold true anywhere in the universe.
So it's like they're saying, hey, we understand math too.
Precisely. It's like a cosmic handshake showing they've got the smarts, you know, the brain power to understand these universal principles.
I'm on the edge of my seat here. What else did this message reveal?
Well, using that mathematical key, they were able to start decoding parts of the message. And what they found were schematics, blueprints for advanced technology. It seemed like they were sharing their knowledge.
Sharing their tech. Why? I mean, is this a friendly hello or a desperate plea for help or something else entirely? What are we dealing with here?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? And as they dug deeper into the message, they realized this wasn't just a simple, hey, how's it going from across the cosmos? It was something.
More. Oh, what do you mean?
There was a second layer to the message.
A second layer? Like what, a secret code within a secret code?
Imagine, if you will, a visual representation of the TRAPPIST-1 system.
Got it. The star in the center, the planet orbiting around it.
Right. Now picture this. Each circle representing a planet, starting from the outermost one, getting progressively darker. Like a countdown, almost.
Ah, that's kind of creepy. What are the experts saying about that?
Well, a lot of them are interpreting it as a warning, a cautionary tale about the dangers of unchecked progress.
Like, hey, this technology stuff is great, but be careful, it can bite you in the backside.
It's a sobering thought, isn't it? A civilization light years away potentially trying to warn us about a danger we haven't even encountered yet. A message from the stars about the dangers within.
So we've got this potential warning, but we've also got these blueprints for advanced tech. It's a strange mix of hope and fear all rolled into one.
It is, and it raises so many questions, like, what about the planet that sent this message?
Right, we know it came from TRAPPIST-1, right? The one that's smack dab in the middle of the habitable zone.
Exactly, the Goldilocks zone. Not too hot, not too cold, just right for liquid water to exist. And you know what they say, where there's water,
there might be life. And what's more, they found oxygen and water vapor in its atmosphere, right?
Right. And get this, the James Webb Space Telescope detected artificial heat signatures on the surface.
Wait a minute. Artificial, that means?
It means there's evidence of technological activity, And not just any activity, but activity on a massive scale. We're talking about a civilization that could be even more advanced than us, building structures, harnessing energy.
This is incredible. A potentially habitable planet, signs of a civilization that could be way ahead of us, sending us messages. What happened next? Do we respond?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. Stay tuned for part two of our deep dive, because what happened next might just blow your mind. So yeah, we left off with this pretty big bombshell, a possible alien civilization, maybe even more advanced than us, reaching out across the vastness of space.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to wrap your head around, isn't it? What was the reaction like when this news got out? I mean, the world must have gone nuts.
Oh, you better believe it. It was absolute chaos, pandemonium.
I bet. Government's freaking out, scientists arguing, the whole nine yards, huh?
Pretty much. You had some folks over the moon about the possibility of alien contact. Others were terrified.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, who knows what their intentions are? I'd be a little freaked out myself.
And then there's the whole debate about whether or not to respond. Do we risk provoking them or just ignore it and hope for the best?
Talk about a dilemma.
So, what do we do?
Well, after a lot of back and forth, NASA took the plunge and sent a reply.
They did what they say. Come in peace.
Not quite. They kept it simple, just a series of prime numbers and some basic chemical formulas, kind of like a cosmic, hello there, we speak math too.
Wow, that must have been a historic moment. The first time humanity knowingly sent a message to a potential alien civilization. It was a defining moment, for sure. A lot of folks applauded NASA's bravery, others thought it was reckless. But either way, we had opened the door to the unknown.
And I bet everyone was holding their breath to see what would happen next.
You bet. And you're not going to believe this, but they answered back.
No way. They did. What'd they say? Did they ask for pizza?
Haha. No, nothing like that. But it was even more mind-blowing than we expected. More schematics. Even more complex and detailed than the first batch. This time, they seemed to be blueprints for a device capable of establishing some kind of super powerful communication link.
So they wanted to talk, really talk.
That's what it looked like. The prospect of actually communicating with these beings, learning about their culture, their technology, it was exhilarating.
I can only imagine. Did we try to build this communication device?
You bet we did. It was a massive global effort, scientists and engineers from every corner of the world working together.
I bet there were some challenges along the way.
Oh, definitely. We were dealing with alien technology, trying to understand blueprints that were completely foreign to us.
And there's always that nagging question, right? What if it's not just a communication device? What if it's something else entirely, like a weapon or some kind of portal or...
Exactly. The possibilities are both fascinating and terrifying. The tension was palpable, everyone wondering what would happen when they finally flipped the switch.
It sounds like we were teetering on the edge of a monumental discovery, maybe even a turning point for humanity.
And that's where the story takes an even darker turn.
Okay, so last we heard, we were on the verge of activating this alien communication device, a device built from blueprints sent from a potentially advanced civilization light years away.
A civilization that also sent us a warning. Remember those progressively darker circles, like a countdown?
Right, a warning about unchecked progress and the dangers within. It all sounds very ominous. So, what happened? Did this device actually work?
It did. The day they switched it on was probably one of the most anticipated moments in human history. Millions glued to their screens, waiting to see what would happen. Would it be first contact? A message of peace? Or something far more sinister?
So spill the beans. What did happen?
Well, nobody expected this. Instead of a friendly greeting or some cosmic wisdom, the device projected a horrifying image. A picture of TRAPPIST 1M in ruins.
Ruins? What kind of ruins? Like ancient Roman ruins?
No, think more like a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Cities reduced to rubble, the once pristine atmosphere now choked with thick toxic clouds, and on the ground you can see figures, beings fleeing towards what looked like some kind of underground shelter.
Oh, wow. It's like that warning they sent about the dangers within suddenly became all too real. What happened to them? Did they destroy themselves?
That was the million-dollar question. Some experts theorized it was some kind of environmental collapse, their technology exceeding their planet's ability to sustain it. Others thought maybe it was a conflict, a war fueled by, well, the very technology they'd shared with us.
That's pretty chilling. It's like a glimpse into a possible future for us, you know, if we don't get our act together.
It was a wake-up call, for sure. A stark reminder of our own fragility and how easily we could end up on the same path. The message from TRAPPIST-1, it wasn't just a warning, it was a plea.
A plea?
For what?
A plea to learn from their mistakes.
to choose a different path, to change course before it's too late.
So did we listen? Did the world finally take the threat of self-destruction seriously?
It's hard to say for sure, but the TRAPPIST-1 message, it definitely had a profound impact. It shook us to our core. I mean, here we were, worried about petty squabbles and political games, and then bam. We're confronted with the reality of a civilization that wiped itself out.
It puts things into perspective, doesn't it?
It did. World leaders who had been at each other's throats for years, suddenly they were working together, sharing resources, pooling their knowledge, all trying to figure out how to avoid the same fate.
So what happened? Did they come up with a plan? Did we manage to learn from the mistakes of TRAPPIST-1?
Well, let's just say priorities shifted. There is a renewed focus on sustainability, a global push for renewable energy. Countries that have been dragging their feet on climate agreements, they suddenly became a lot more cooperative.
So the message from TRAPPIST-1, as devastating as it was, it might have actually saved us.
It's possible. It showed us the consequences of inaction in a way that nothing else could. It forced us to confront our own mortality, and not as individuals, but as a species.
What a journey this has been. From the excitement of a potential alien message to the stark reality of a fallen civilization. It's a story of hope and despair, a cautionary tale that will probably stay with us forever.
It's a reminder that we're not alone in the universe, but it also reminds us that we are responsible for our own destiny. The choices we make today, they will shape the future of humanity.
Well, that's a pretty powerful message to end on. Thanks for joining us on this incredible deep dive. Until next time, keep looking up, keep questioning, and keep hoping for a brighter future, because as we've learned today, the future is in our hands.